like to learn a piece from Sichus Hischaskus, to cover the upcoming Yantav of Shavuos. I'm reminded of a story that I heard from Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, that there was a time when the Blojeva Rebbe, Zatzal, was in Europe, and before the war, and there was a doctor, a Jewish doctor, who was going to be passing through the neighborhood, and he was a very powerful doctor. The Hasidim had a little of pulse. They were able to arrange an examination from the Rebbe by this doctor. And the doctor himself came from a firm religious home, but he took a different derech in life. And after the examination was over, he said to the Rebbe, "Everything is in order, except there's one thing. Rebbe, you have an irregular heartbeat." So the Rebbe turned to the doctor and said to him, "Excuse me, do you know what today is? Today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. In 1 week from now, I'm going to receive the Torah, and you want that I should have a regular heartbeat? That's why my heartbeat is irregular." So with this, our hearts are beating a little bit faster, and we're going to learn a piece from the Tzimar now about the inyan of Hachana for Shavuos. Starting in Daf Ches, says Avodas Hatzefila, Ratzon Avinu Shebashemayim. What Hashem wants is Shenarbe Levakesh LeHischanein LeHispalel Harbe Ma'od BeYomim Elo. Hashem wants from us to daven, to make supplications, to make requests from Him. Hein Lifnei HaYomtov, Hein BeLaila HaKadosh, UveYom HaKadosh Shel HaYomtov, on the night of, the day of, Hein Acher HaYomtov, the days following Shavuos. Yesh Zarichas Godov Svarim HaKadoshim, and they talk a lot about this in the Svarim. V'Nazkir Mashu BeKitzor BeEzvos Hashem Yisborach. I'm going to mention something very briefly here. He says, HaShavua Lifnei HaYomtov, the week that we find ourselves in now, the week before Shavuos, Hamida Shel David HaMelech. That corresponds to the attribute of David. That we know that the 7 weeks of Shavuos correspond to the Shiva Roim, that Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura. So David is Malchus. Malchus. V'Shavuos Atzmo, Nolad V'Nistalek David HaMelech Al Vashom. On the day of Shavuos itself, he was born, and it was your sight. And the neshama of David shines very much so for everybody, b'yomim elu, in these days, the days of Malchus. Haneshama shel David, hais neshama kolelis. It's an all-encompassing, a global type of neshama. Shekolel kol klal Yisrael, that every single yid is included within that, connected to that. Kol hadoros, for all generations, v'hemshich hakoach lechol echad, and he brings down a koach to each and every one of us, ubefrat, specifically, b'doros ha'achronim shalonu, in these last generations that we find ourselves in. Shenuchu kol echad lehischazik atzmenu, everyone can get a chizik from this, b'chol matzav shu, in every situation he finds himself, b'chol zman, at all times, b'chol ofen, in every situation, b'chol makom, in every place. V'David HaMelech nichnas lechol nisoyen sheyavor al kol Yehudi. That David put his neshama into Sefer Tehillim. That a Yid could find themselves in Tehillim from whatever they're going through on a roller coaster journey of life. The highest of the highest, on the opposites, they'll find themselves somewhere in David's Sefer. V'nosen lan l'koach la'amod bo. He gives the ability to withstand this. In Yiddish, grois nisyonos mit kleine nisyonos. Big tests and with small tests. What's the main way that we get koach from David? Hu al yedei tefillah. That's through our davening. Kol mahusov atzmuso shel nefesh David haye tefillah. The essence of David was prayer. Vani tefillah, he says on himself. Tefillah lekel chay ze techiyos hachiyos sheli. That's my life. We're able to overcome everything through tefillah. You know, we'd feel so foolish if in life we were holding a key to the door and lying behind that was exactly what we needed, whether it was a shidduch, whether it was a parnasa, whether it was a refuah. We're holding the winning key, the opening key, the winning lottery ticket, whatever it is, it's right there in our hands, and we don't just open the door. So he says we have the koach of tefillah. Continues from Simar, lehagia l'ma shetzrichim v'yecholim lehagia. in order to achieve what we need to and what we were able to. Lekach ha-shavua shelo, ha-shavua achron, that's why the last week of Hachana before Shavuos, Shekolo kol yimei ha-sfirat, it encompasses everything. Kol yimei ha-achron, the Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, that's the inyan now. It's a longer piece, but the takeaway for us is that we have to work very, very hard during these last few days before Shavuos, on the day of Shavuos itself, especially by Musaf on the first day of Shavuos, and even in the week afterwards, the period of Tashlumin, to use that koach that we have, which is our inheritance from the Shiva Roim, and to use this to make a Nachas Ruach to Hashem Yisborach.